Let's start with the very first story in your book about Bobby. You want to tell me about Bobby?
You know, that kind of epitomizes, I think, in many ways. Bobby, he was an eight-year-old lad, and he had a terrible cancer in his thigh bone of his right leg. And he was in very bad shape, but this is told from the viewpoint of the doctor. He was young, he's just interning, and finished his internship, rather, and he felt that he really was inspired healer, which he was, and he turned out to be. But at that time, he was a little too aggressive, so he came up to the father one day, and he says, I hear that you're not going to let us continue with therapy. You're not going to let us have surgery, and what's wrong? You know, are you just content with killing your son? And the father looked at him and said, Doctor, you weren't on duty. We just heard that the cancer has spread to his lungs. And that's why we denied surgery. And we're just, our son's time is so limited that why should we subject him to more pain and suffering that is necessary? And the doctor said he felt like 2 inches tall, you know, coming on to the father. And the father was doing the best to bear his grief with some semblance of dignity. And then they did decide to give him some radiation therapy. And the doctor checked on him. And the boy awakened and said, I'm not going to die. And they smiled, and the mother kind of cried. And he says, No, I went to heaven. The angels took me to heaven. And they looked at each other because he had a very high fever. And they thought, well, you know, he, in the fevered dream, he felt he went with the angels. He says, No, because I saw Grandpa, and even his old dog Zipper was there. And they kind of looked at each other because, you see, Grandpa died when 8-year-old Bobby was just 4 years old, and he never really knew Grandpa. But then he says that Grandpa told him he's going to go back, too. And the angel said, and so everything's fine. Well, then he said something that really made the father listen. He said, oh, and Daddy, Grandpa says that you haven't brought his Arrowhead collection to the museum yet. Now, this was something practically on his father's deathbed that he'd said, please give my collection. Now, Bobby didn't know that. Bobby was 4 when Grandpa died, and he didn't know about that communication between father and son. And now suddenly he says, Grandpa says, you haven't delivered those Arrowheads yet. So now they begin to really pay attention. They give him tests, and they see that cancer that had infected his thigh bone, that had spread to his lungs, had disappeared. Now, of course, they wrote it as remission. They said that it was the radiation therapy that really created this miracle. But the doctor, the parents, and all the staff who had attended Bobby accepted it as a true healing miracle.
Nobody knows why.
No one knows why. But I think it's very interesting, you see, because he did bring back veridical information. That's information that can be verified by someone from, whether you call it heaven, whether you call it the other side. He did bring back that message from Grandpa, which, again, proved to the family that he had been somewhere, and he had communicated with the, if you will, the spiritual essence of his grandfather, the angels who told them that you're going to be healed, this is not your time, you're going to live. And you know, we just hear hundreds of beautiful stories like that, that people write to us and share to us when we're lecturing and having workshops. And it's just a testament to humankind and the healing abilities that we all have within.
Brad, you mentioned something a moment ago about spontaneous, and we all know about spontaneous remission.
Right.
I look at that and I say, all right, this is practically a medical term.
Yes.
And yet, it's a miracle, isn't it? I mean, spontaneous remission. Doctors can't tell you why.
No, I think whatever you call it, it's a miracle. They give a reason, and, you know, we're not being critical they have to put something down. but the spontaneous remission phenomena is well known, and sometimes, of course, let's be objective here. Sometimes the ailment, the malady, may return in some form or another. So again, we have to ask the larger questions that Sherry and I have been exploring, you know, of why perhaps then a period of grace was granted. Maybe it wasn't a complete healing, but grace was granted to allow that person to complete maybe some work left undone, or to make reparation with family members with whom there had been quarrels. There was a period of grace, and that we have to acknowledge.